to the Instagram stories for Saturday, December 13th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill, and this is the weekend edition of the Instagram stories. Today on the show, we're going to hear from Jimmy Donaldson, also known as Mr. Beast, one of the most followed people, if not the most followed person on the planet, on his strategy of how he thinks about each of the social media platforms and why he's chosen to spend more time on YouTube than anywhere else. If you're a creator or a brand marketer and you've struggled with which platform to spend the most time creating content for, building an audience on, you are really going to want to hear what Mr. Beast has to say because he has thought this through and his answer is incredibly logical and I'm actually kind of embarrassed I didn't think of it myself. We'll also hear from the Instagram @creators account with an explanation of the metric when people liked your reel inside the Instagram analytics, which is actually a really helpful thing. In this video, they explain why knowing when someone liked your video, at what point that happened, is incredibly helpful to help you gauge who's watching your content, when they're liking it, and how that should shape your future content. We'll also hear from the YouTube team talking about something called Brand Partner Video Access via Brand Connect. Basically, this is a way that if you create content for a brand, whether it's a long form video or a short, that you can share that content with the brand and they get access to the statistics and seeing how that content performs. We'll talk about all of that plus more on today's episode, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's start with the YouTube news. YouTube has rolled out something called Brand Partner Video Access, which used to be called Video Linking. And essentially, it's the official way to share access to the sponsored content that you as a content creator make. And you can share that, whether it's a long form video or a short, with brands that you have chosen to share that content with. In this video, they explain what the benefits are of using Brand Partner Video Access, what the brand actually gets visibility into seeing, and how to start. Here's the clip.
What's up, insiders? Today, we're here to talk about Brand Partner Access. Simply put, Brand Partner Access is an official way to share access to your sponsored content, whether it's a long-form video or a short, with brands that you trust. What was previously known as creator or brand-initiated video linking is now being rebranded to Brand Partner Access. So what happens when you share access? You allow the brand to do two things. First, view the video's performance metrics in Google Ads. For creators, this means no longer having to share manual screenshots of performance data with brands. And second, run partnership ads. This is huge. This allows you to promote your video as part of a partnership ad campaign across YouTube and Google platforms. Now let's talk about how this benefits you, the creator. First, it saves you time so you can focus on what you do best, creating content. Brand Partner Access provides brands the ability to view key video performance metrics like total watch time, view duration, engagement rate, and crucial audience demographics so that you don't have to spend time screenshotting and sending old performance metrics. Second, it allows you to build stronger partnerships with brands. By giving brands the ability to effectively measure and boost your content, you prove your value as a partner, which leads to more and often larger deals down the road. And lastly, it helps you grow your audience. If a brand uses your video in a partnership ad campaign, your video will get surfaced to a new, highly targeted and relevant audience. So how do you get started with Brand Partner Access? Getting started is simple and can be initiated by either you or the brand. For creator-initiated Brand Partner Access, creators in YPP can either select an existing reported brand deal or search for a brand. Creators not in YPP can only select an existing reported brand deal. In terms of brand-initiated partner access, all creators can receive these requests. As a reminder, when you agree to share access to your video, you're consenting to share non-public data like viewer demographics, watch time, and retention with that brand's Google Ads account. However, you can remove brand access at any time in your video settings. We'll leave more information about Brand Partner Access in the description. Check out the Help Center article for full details and leave us your comments and questions below.
If you are someone who creates content on YouTube and partners with brands, or if you're a brand who works with creators on YouTube, definitely you need to know about that. Okay, let's move on to the Instagram strategy part. This has to do with the Instagram analytics and the indication of when someone actually double tapped or clicked the heart on your reel in order to like it and what that means. Here's the clip from the Instagram @creators account.
If you are determined to become a successful creator, there is one metric inside Instagram's analytics that you will really want to pay attention to. Instagram's When People Liked Your Reel feature will show you how engaged your community actually is. When I doubled my audience earlier this year by posting 500 pieces of content in 30 days, I knew I didn't want just followers. I wanted people who were actively paying attention to my content. You can have a ton of followers, but if they're not actually engaging with your content, they're not going to convert to opportunities or income. And brands have gotten really smart and now also prioritize engagement metrics over follower count when it comes to partnering with creators. So if you you look at the graph and you see that most people are liking your video at the beginning, those are people who just already follow you, they're supporting you, but they're not actively paying attention to your content. Versus if you see on the graph that there's a big spike at the end, that means people are watching your video all the way through and they're engaging at the end, which means they really digested what it is that you said or shared in that piece of content. Understanding your analytics will take a lot of the guessing out of content creation. You'll be able to create reliable content that consistently performs well and therefore attracts more brand partnerships. Good luck, and as always, I'm rooting for you.
I actually really like his point that people who like it at the beginning show that they are followers of yours. They like all your content, probably. They're big fans of what you do. But people who like it at the end really are indicating that that video had an impact on them. Good thing to keep in mind. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to hear from Jimmy Donaldson, also known as Mr. Beast, with his strategy about which platforms he chooses to spend the most time creating content for and why you should think about it the same way. Stick around. Welcome back. Here's Jimmy Donaldson, also known as Mr. Beast, talking about his strategy when it comes to which platforms he chooses to create content for and why. Here's the clip.
You started on YouTube. I'm curious how you think about the other platforms. I know there was a time when Elon Musk was tweeting at you to make his videos on his platform. I'm curious how you think about Instagram. There was a moment at which you were going to actually buy a stake potentially or be part of a group that would buy TikTok. Yep. How do you think about the different platforms today and who ultimately wins, or has YouTube already just run away with it?
Well, if you're trying to reach as many people as possible, you should definitely be on all of them because there's a certain fragmented audience on them. It just depends what your goal is. At the end of the day, if you're trying to actually build, I guess for lack of better words, a community or get it where a lot of people care about you, YouTube is 100% it because, you know, if you spend an hour on the toilet flipping through TikTok, you'll watch 200 TikToks and you know, then you quiz someone what they saw they can't even remember. Like people with ridiculous views with millions of followers, you know, will do a meet and greet and can't even get five people to show up because there's a big difference between someone, you know, consuming a 5-second clip of you versus sitting down and watching a 20-minute video and hearing you speak and getting to know you. So YouTube is infinitely more dominant in terms of if you actually wanted to build a business or build a fan base. Like, it's not even comparable, the audience depth you get. But what is interesting is there just is a subset of people like that will only use TikTok versus Instagram or only use Instagram versus TikTok. So if you don't make content on that platform, you essentially don't really exist in their world. So it's important you're on all of them. Like, I think right now we're the third most followed TikTok account in the world. So we try very hard on TikTok. We try very hard on Instagram because, like, obviously Instagram, a lot of women use that might not use TikTok or use YouTube. And so, again, in their world, if you're not on that platform, you just don't exist. So they're all important. But if you were to say which one, if you wanted to sell $100 million in a product, would be the most important, it'd be YouTube by a mile.
I love that clip for so many reasons. First off, he's right. People expect you to be on every platform. And if you are not on the one they spend the most time on, it's like you don't even exist. That is 100% accurate. Having said that, I also think he's right in that there is a more meaningful connection that is felt when a person watches a longer form video. If someone spends 20 or 30 minutes watching one of your long form videos as compared to 100 TikToks that they might watch in 10 minutes, they are going to have a deeper connection with the longest video that they watched. If it's 20 or 30 minutes of time, that far and away beats watching 100 TikToks in 10 minutes. So I think that is also a great thing to consider. Overall, the answer boils down to YouTube, but it is a lot more of a time and money investment to make a great YouTube channel. So I do understand that as well. That is going to do it for today's episode. I feel like there was a lot of strategy in here, which is good. Hopefully you found that helpful. I'm also speeding up the YouTube clips, so hopefully you find that a little bit of a better way to listen also. Thank you so much for listening. Come back on Monday for Mossari Monday, where we break down what the head of Instagram shared on his weekly Ask Me Anything. You can find links to everything I talked about in the show notes, so you know I'm not just making it up. There is actual content that you can watch for yourself backing all this up, and you can subscribe to my email newsletter from the link in the show notes as well. Thank you so much for listening.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic and you're glad you posted the same. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling, also let me mention, you gotta post on every platform, putting content on every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation.
conversation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Hey, keep coming back for more podcasts. And find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media.